Podcast.
The Savior.
The Savior.
Podcast. The Savior has arrived.
Right. I think he covers. It's a huge book. The book's like 600 pages, but it's interesting that he shows that the religious people, they, some of them say exactly what you said, that science is one thing, religion's another, and you shouldn't mix them, basically.
Right.
Or that they're not, or that like religion isn't meant to be judged scientifically. It's like keep them separate and everything's fine. He also talks, he also shows how religious people oftentimes, and he gives direct quotes in the book, many of them, of religious people who try to talk about scientific topics. And what's so shameful about it is that it's not shameful that they don't know what they're talking about. But what's so shameful is that they take it upon themselves to try to talk about scientific topics at times, and they put no effort into understanding what they're talking about. So they completely misrepresent what scientists have explained. And they don't even have the shame of acknowledging that they don't know what they're talking about, and they shouldn't be trying to explain something to people that they don't know what they're talking about. And the only people that they can really be approaching are people who are ignorant of the topic. And it's interesting because the book starts out with the story of Giordano Bruno and Galileo, and it goes into evolution and many other top scientific topics, but he shows that basically about 400 years ago in the time of Galileo was the time that something happened in the Catholic Church where they had just killed Giordano Bruno, and I think 17 years or so before Galileo was then imprisoned in his home and had to basically recant everything and confess to spare his life. And but there was too much scientific knowledge out there that the church couldn't they couldn't control everything anymore. And so that was the beginning of this religion's one thing and science is another. And so they didn't delve into this scientific aspect, trying to shut the scientists up as forcefully after that. And so their only way of surviving was to basically back down from making this a point, because science is the discriminator of truth. That's what science is about. Science is about finding the truth. And you can find the truth in chemistry and mathematics, and you can find the truth in religion as well. And that's what the Imam al-Islam does in the Atheism Delusion, is show how scientifically, if you're pursuing truth, it should take you to the truth of a religion if it's true. And if that religion contradicts provable science, then the religion is false. And so if you have people who are presenting falsehoods in a religion and they insist upon this to the point that they kill somebody like Giordano Bruno, imprison Galileo, burn his books, and force him to recant, and only 400 years later do they admit that he was right, they reluctantly admit he was right. So all of this time that they were claiming that he was the heretic for spreading falsehoods, it was that they were the heretics. And so the point is, rather than follow religious leaders, churches, whether it's Christianity or Islam, rather than follow these people who will tell you lies and insist upon lies rather than follow them, look for yourself, judge for yourself. And he teaches how to do that scientifically.
Podcast.
The Savior.
The Savior. Podcast. The Savior has arrived.